Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Happy having a nice little Wednesday. It's Sports Bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob. Big Sook's right over there.
All right, over there.
Yeah, just going through my bits. Do my bits. What's going on? Good little show today.
Good little show. Doing fine.
Been wild. We're fine. Everything's fine. It's been great.
Not that you care.
Yeah.
Care more.
I'm fine.
I absolutely love that.
That's a great drop.
Yeah. It really is.
I'm glad you guys get some chuckles off of my attitude sometimes.
Coming up here, let's see. Let's take a look at the notes here.
Look at the old tickle truck.
Oh, look at that. Will you look at that? It looks like we're going to talk about the NBA.
Oh. I'm sure you watched all of that hot Blazer game last night.
Blazers.
I watched some of it. It was on my TV.
Yeah?
Yep. They were on again. Yeah. Well, that was the NBC one.
That was the NBC, yeah.
Yeah. I think so that I'll always get.
They got six of them this year, I believe.
That was so cool. I made my wife watch the NBA and NBC intro, like, really? For the Blazers game.
That gets you all hot and bothered?
Yeah, got me nostalgic.
Gotta be honest, it was so bad I left at halftime and watched the new Predator movie. And let me tell
you. Oh, I heard that's good.
Way better than anything the Blazers were doing. Go see Predator Badlands.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Best Predator since...
The first one.
The first one. They did a really, really nice job with this. And I've liked a couple of the other ones. They kind of hit and miss. This is a really good... action sci-fi Predator movie. Thumbs up. You know, way better than the second half of whatever the hell the Blazers were doing.
You know, it was
night.
Really good action sci-fi thriller last night. The second half of the Suns Zers. Tell you that.
I'll pass. I had it on my phone. I checked in every now and then. I was like, hey, is there any chance this becomes? Nope. No, I didn't miss a thing.
Well, we also have Steve Kerr discussing the state of the NBA and its injury problem. So we'll get to that this hour.
Well, there is. I mean, something has to be addressed. Shaedon Sharpe is out tonight with the dreaded calf soreness. So, like, I feel like...
There goes his Achilles.
I feel like half of the NBA is out with a soft tissue injury. Although, fat Zion Williamson is making his return tonight.
Well...
And he'll last 6 minutes before he blows another hammy.
That is why Steve Kerr is talking about this. Yeah. And I thought his comments were interesting. He's... Dude, that guy, as far as I'm concerned, he's the commissioner of the NBA.
He's very smart.
And so we'll play those, and we'll talk about some... there's a couple of other things, too. More history for LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rockets, I don't know if you've seen, but the Rockets are doing something no team has ever done.
Really?
Yeah, your Rockets.
My Rockets?
Yeah, the team that crushed your Blazers.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with what the Rockets are doing. They're all kicking the crap out of the Cavs right now, though.
All right, then. So that this hour, coming up tonight in our club, lawyers are going to lawyer. And we have a sweet medical breakthrough we must discuss.
Okay.
There's some other stuff on here, but, you know, I don't know what we'll get to. I have the top five arguments in modern relationships.
I want to see where this comes in.
I'm fine. I want to hear those.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just upvote that to the top of the list for you guys.
Bump that up.
You ask, you shall receive.
I want to see how many of those you have on a regular basis. See how you're doing.
Also, America's declining happiness. So much to get
America,
to.
America, F yeah.
But right now, I tease, it's the end of an era in Oregon. Or is it? As the winningest high school football coach in Oregon history is retiring.
It's hanging him up. Do I know who this person is?
I don't know. Do you know Ken Potter?
I've heard of Ken Potter.
Yeah, I've heard of Ken Potter. That's the Jesuit head coach?
Yes.
Yeah.
All-time winningest coach. And he has been coaching for almost 40 years.
It's a long-ass time.
And he is saying goodbye to his students and his players.
I don't think he teaches, does he?
Well, I think he's a counselor.
Okay.
I thought they said. I don't know. I don't know much
technically.
I don't know much about Ken. All I know
I'm not
is,
really dialed into the Oregon high school football scene.
Well, me neither. But, you know, he's like one of the bigger names, and if not the biggest, in high school football around here.
Yeah.
And, of course, high school football is a huge thing. But might I add, I mean, for some people, not us, but for some people it is. Might I add that perhaps I could have done as good a job as Ken Potter, seeing as how they always get the best players at Jesuit?
Look at you.
Can I say that?
No.
I can't.
You jerk. How dare you?
I'm not retracting that. I don't think Ken Potter was great at all. He just was at Jesuit.
I will tell you, my senior year, I don't think it was him, but someone at Jesuit did reach out to my parents to see if I was interested in becoming Catholic, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of one of those things. It was like, yeah, I think we're all right.
If you're good enough, you can sleep on Ken Potter's couch.
I think my mom and dad were smart enough to know that maybe I wouldn't have worked well with the Jesuit culture.
I don't know how they do it, but come on, man.
Look at you.
Come on. You know it's true.
I, for one, think that everything they do is on the up and up. How dare you accuse them of recruiting? And that man's a legend.
I do know that Jesuit doesn't have like restrictions on their zoning. So
no way.
They can basically, any kid from the Portland metro area can go there.
You can do it from anywhere.
How is that a thing? I thought
it's a private school.
That's why.
So you can just say that you want your kid to go there, and then that kid magically gets a scholarship,
then
he ends up going to Jesuit.
So again,
Central Catholic's the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice career, Ken. But
look at you.
Let me tell you, the next guy is going to do just as well. Okay?
Wow.
Because it's just what? It's true. And you know it's true.
Never.
Because you know why? Because football's football. That's why.
Football is football. You know what? I bet at Jesuit they do football.
Football's football.
Yeah.
He was named the high school varsity football coach of the Crusaders in 1987. Jason, you were 6 years old.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
You do have to do football. And it wasn't, I was 9 years old, but still.
And that's it.
Well, that was a moment of silence.
Ken Potter.
How will they ever go on without the tutelage of the great Ken Potter?
Well, like you said, the next coach is just going to come in and he's going to have the same silverware that Ken Potter did for the last 40 years.
I know we have
I don't like this Potter.
Bashing. I know we have a lot of listeners who may be like, you know, on the inside of Jesuit. Okay, yeah. So I got to tread lightly here, but I'm not going.
Yeah, you haven't treaded lightly one.
That's right. We all know what goes on there, and they're a little high and mighty over there. Okay, get your head out of your ass.
What? Is that it? I thought you were going somewhere.
One more thing.
Tell you what, Potter. I, for one, appreciate your years of service. 352 wins, you jerk.
By the way, how do you recruit middle school kids? How do you even know how good they are?
You don't recruit middle school kids. You recruit high school kids.
Yeah, freshmen, sophomores.
Yeah.
Like, hey, come play over here. You look pretty good out there. You ran for 130 yards on us. You want to come play for us?
Oh, Jesuit bro here. Tread lightly,
uh-oh.
Rob.
Uh-oh.
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 Oh. Look at that. You want to read the next one?
No, I don't.
Long-standing program of
Ken
excellence.
Ken Potter is a saint.
Saint. You know what he is? He's an ass.
He's a saint.
And he's high and mighty, and he thinks he's great.
Oh, boy.
You didn't do anything, dude.
This is going to go well.
Oh, I'm trying to stir up I'm trying to be like you and stir up
stir up the pot.
What did you have? A little brouhaha with Camus.
Oh, yeah. I did have a brouhaha.
You know, sometimes sports talk radio guys locally got to knock down the high and mighty in their local communities. You know, you did it in Camus. Doing it to Jesuit.
True. Well, if you want, you can say, and I did. We did turn down Jesuit. I turned him down 2 years in a row. I told Jesuit to pound sand.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I love guys like you.
I stuck it to the man.
You went and played at Mountain View, yeah, and they suck.
Yeah, I won like three games.
With a real coach.
Maybe I should
have. How do you think Ken Potter would do it in Mountain View? Probably not that well.
You know, in hindsight, I probably should have gone to Jesuit
yeah.
instead of staying at Mountain View. I think we won like three games hey, and got our coach fired.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your disclaimer. It was all tongue-in-cheek. Ken Potter was great, and Jesuit's great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, woo. All-time winningest coach, so.
Yeah, he is. He won, what did you say, 300 and some?
352, I believe.
And four, I think four titles, perhaps.
Is that a little light for 352?
I was going to say, dude, for 40 years.
Here comes the real criticism.
And they are paying players to come to their district. What are we doing?
Way to go, Potter.
Come on, you should have like 12 championships.
Couldn't help myself. I really could.
That
really,
little light.
Was he the Atlanta Braves?
A little overpaid there,
the Atlanta Braves of Oregon High School
What
football?
Do you suppose Ken Potter made at his height, like his highest, probably now, but.
I don't know. Like Texas coaches and like Alabama coaches, they make buku bucks.
I see a high school boy over there. He's getting ready to come in here and set us straight. Oh, Dusty. He's super high school football.
I'm
going to
guess like a quarter of a mil, maybe 300 grand. Because he's a counselor as well, so that's like a combo salary.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's got to be north of a quarter
of a mil. Potter's
doing
fine. You know. Jesuit made sure he was taken care of.
That's right.
Like, don't worry about a thing, sugar teas. We got you. They gave him a pat on the back.
Bring that son of yours with you, huh?
A pat on the back, and away they go.
All right, NBA musings coming up next, including audio from Steve Kerr on the state of injuries. Next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Wow, a stunning twist.
It's never happened before, really.
High school football douche Dusty. He has support for us.
Yes.
In our lambasting of Ken Potter.
Oregon coaching legend Ken Potter.
In his own mind.
Yeah. Well, I think in everyone's mind, he is the winningest coach.
Yeah.
Not enough titles, though.
I just asked if it was a little light. That's all. Four. Just asked. Hey, I'm not saying. I'm just asking. Just asking the question. That's my Joe Rogan. Yeah. I don't know.
Now you're absolved of all.
Just asking a question.
All right. So now to Steve Kerr, who has made the rounds with this commentary regarding load management.
Yes.
The NBA, besides being a crappy product, is
which do you hate more, the NBA or Ken Potter?
I don't hate Ken Potter. I don't even know him. Yeah. Now the NBA, I do hate. Yeah. I think it sucks. However, I want it to be better. I mean, I'm hoping that it gets better. I think they got a lot of issues, and their main issue now is injuries. Mm-hmm. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah,
and I mean everybody.
Half of the league stars have missed significant amount of time, and they're gonna miss significant amount of time. And so, it's an issue because, like, if you bought tickets to see the Spurs and Blazers, you don't know who the hell's playing. You know who's not playing though for sure is Wemby. Like tonight. Like, the Blazers probably know Jeremy Grant, right? There's no Scoot Henderson. Damian Lillard obviously hurt. Shaedon Sharpe, by the way, has a calf. Robert Williams isn't going to play because he's on the second half of a back-to-back.
No Jrue Holiday. It's absurd.
Yeah, I don't know who you got.
Okay, so here was Steve Kerr talking about that today. This is about 3 minutes in length, but some good points all throughout, and it's a good exchange with reporters.
How concerned are you, you know, about what you've talked about with this pace increase and, you know, hamstrings and all that?
I'm very concerned. It's dramatic. The pace difference is dramatic. This team tonight has really upped their pace next year. I think across the league, everybody understands now that it's just easier to score if you can beat the opponent down the floor, get out in transition. But when everybody's doing that, the games are much higher paced, faster paced, and then everyone has to cover out to 25 feet because everybody can shoot threes. So we have all the data. Players are running faster and further than ever before. And so we're trying to do the best we can to protect them. But basically have a game every other night, and it's not an easy thing to do.
And you said you've talked to your medical staff, and they're kind of the belief that That's what's led.
They believe that the wear and tear, the speed, the pace, the mileage, it's all factoring into these injuries.
Steve, to that point and to the point you made several times, is there ever a moment when you're in these meetings with the league where everybody's there where you're like, hey, the best thing to do would be season out a little bit? Like, does the topic of conversation...
I bring it up. I bring it up a lot, and I just think it's if we're actually focused on the product, it'd be great. We literally have not had a single practice on this road trip, not one. Been gone a week and or longer, 8 days, not one practice because it's just game, and so not only is there no recovery time, there's no practice time. And what was different, back in the day, you did have like 4 and 5 nights, which was not great, but then you'd have 4 days before your next game. And so you'd take a day off and you'd actually have a couple good practices and scrimmage. And so there's no easy answer here. The league has done a great job of trying to protect players by not overloading the schedule with 4 and 5 nights. But now it's basically we're playing every other night. And the flip side of that is, we're not getting any practice time, and the wear and tear is there anyway because it's the accumulation of all that, all those games and the speed and the pace and mileage and everything else.
Do you feel like you have support in the room from anybody?
All the constituents would have to agree to take less revenue, and 2025 in America, good luck in any industry to agree. Imagine some big company saying, we're not as concerned about our stock price. We're actually concerned with employing people and giving people a stable job and making our product better. And come on, Nick, that's not happening. We know that.
I think that's right. Yeah. So what do you do? He makes great points.
I guess you're going to have to change the way people train. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there a way that you can kind of try to bulletproof some of these soft tissue injuries? This almost to me sounds like the problem that Major League Baseball has, in that you now have guys that are capable of throwing 97 to 100 on a regular basis. But throwing 97 to 100 on a regular basis blows out your arm. And so if guys threw 93, they'd be healthier. But you don't want to throw 93 because you can throw 97. So, like, the Blazers, at the start of this year, I know you haven't watched a lot of them, but if you've watched the Blazers in the first six games, dude, they played at such a freaking breakneck pace. It was really fun to watch. Like, they just pressed and they switched and they rotated and they got out and they ran. And now everyone's hurt. And I don't know if all of this is related, but I do think it's interesting that everyone's hurt now. And you watch them play, you can't do it. And people even said at the start of the year, as fun as this is, I don't think you can do this for 82 games. Unless you just run hockey rotations. And by the way, Tiago Splitter at the beginning of the year was running hockey lines. But now everyone's hurt. You can't do it. So even Portland fell into this. And so I don't know, other than a collective effort to get together and say, guys, this is unsustainable. But as Steve Kerr said, it's not going to change on the scheduling end. And if teams know that this is a way that lesser talented teams can play and you can win this way, I'm not certain how you ever get a league-wide thing that changes. You know, the Pop did this back in the day, and he just did. I mean, that's where load management started, right? Where he got off the traveling circus and said, dude, we're not doing this. But now you got fines, and you got, you know, you're not eligible for awards. I do think the NBA is at a bit of a crisis when it comes to this. Because I'll tell you right now, as a fan, I am not buying a ticket to a game unless it is an hour before tip and I know what's going on. I am under no circumstances buying a ticket a week or two out in advance.
Well, as a texter says, there is a solution, but as he pointed out, no one will accept it. So, I mean, you know, as I've been saying for years, college basketball, it's the same game.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
And they've wrapped up their season in 40 games.
Yeah.
And the NBA plays 82 before we even get to the playoffs. I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah.
They ride these thoroughbreds like they're... It's just ridiculous. And I know they get paid really well,
mm-hmm.
but it's just broken, completely broken.
And someone said, like, this is the notion. Someone said what Steve Kerr said is crap because there were 82 games when he played and 82 games today. The court didn't get bigger or wider.
Well, you didn't hear what Steve
exactly,
Kerr said.
And you weren't listening. If you watch today's game, the speed at which they play, again, and rotational, and the starting and stopping and the jarring on the body and the explosiveness of players, I'm sorry, it's different. You can't watch 90s basketball and then watch today and tell me that it's the same game. It is not. It is just different. It's the same thing. But this has been the same way. We watched Cam Scataboo before he got hurt, right? And that was a really fun style to play. And didn't we all think the same thing? Cool, he'll be out of the NFL in 2 years. That style doesn't work. I remember watching Jim Edmonds and Eric Davis back in the day play center field. And even Ken Griffey Jr. And you're like, well, this isn't going to last. Like, you can't dive onto the turf and into the wall and not have it have an effect on you. There is an element of, if you play at this pace and you play this explosive style and you play this schedule, yes, it does appear that this is having a really negative impact. Now, some guys don't care and they come into the league, you know, the fat and out of shape. Some of these guys, though, are the most finely conditioned athletes in the world and they're still breaking down because you're asking a lot on their body, more so according to Steve Kerr, who last time I checked, bunch of NBA titles as a player in that era, bunch of NBA titles as a coach. I'm not going to sit here and tell Steve Kerr that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He seems like he would be one of the guys that knows the most about the difference in the game that he played in versus the game he coached.
Really quickly, too, the 90s example of basketball then compared to now, they kind of tried this, or at least one team did in 1999 when the Boston Celtics hired Rick Pitino. Remember, for like the first half of that season, it was all four-court press, and yeah. I think they were successful in their first 10 games of the year, yeah. But it's the same issue. You just cannot play 48 minutes a night like that, 82 games a season in that style, and that's that speed, that really quick stopping. That's what we're seeing now. We saw it in the 90s. It didn't work then. And now this faster style of play ain't gonna work now.
I don't know what they do, but it's a real problem.
It is.
And
it absolutely is a problem.
It's not just, I mean, like you said, crisis. I think it is more of a crisis. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a problem. All sports have problems that they can try to tackle, but this one does feel like a crisis because people aren't watching.
No.
People don't care.
No. Well, on a night-to-night basis, when one of the main things you do when you're getting ready to watch a game is who's in, who's out, I mean, I think that is a huge issue.
All right, LeBron, more history for our guy, your guy. I know you love him.
I love him on the court. I don't know if there's a bigger disconnect from a guy who I respect 100% on the floor and I think is Russell Wilson as a better player off. He is a unique guy in that way.
And what the Rockets are doing that has the people a-talking. Coming up next, but first, here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, more NBA musings here as LeBron returned to the court last night. Can you believe that? He's back.
Yeah, they dropped 140.
Yeah, and he's 140.
He is quite old. I think he now, what, officially the most seasons played, right, of any NBA player?
He is 40, and he has played, I think this is his 23rd season.
Yeah.
It's a lot of seasons.
That's yeah, it is. And not only a lot of seasons, but think about, I guarantee his playoff time adds up to at least another full season or two, and then you throw in the Olympics, and like that guy, you want to talk about someone that took care of his body and has never really been injured to a significant amount, like that, in a day of load management, what that guy has done is kind of incredible.
Yeah, try four extra seasons in postseason matchups, just in postseason games.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, he's really been a unicorn in terms of his body and staying healthy.
There's nothing like it at this age too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean he's just like, in other words, some people just don't. They just it's his genes.
Yes,
and obviously he takes great care of himself.
Yeah,
no question. I'm just saying like some people are just, you know, just like some people like Greg Oden is just injury prone.
Yep.
LeBron James is like the opposite of that.
Yeah, up until he got into his mid 30s, like he is a model of consistency, especially in today's game. Like every now and then you'll see like a 64 or like a 69. But for the most part, dude, that guy is in the high 60s, low 70s or 80s for most of his career. His age, 39 and 40 season, he played 70 and 71 games.
So last night, I don't know how many he scored.
I think he had a, I think he had like 11, and I think he had 11 or 12 assists as well.
But that was a record 1,293rd game with double digits.
How many?
That was a record 1,293rd game with double digits.
I believe you're talking about the all-time leading scorer who is putting that mark so far out in the distance. Good luck ever touching it.
1,293 games is every game that he has played since 2007. The last time he was held under 10 points, the iPhone did not exist, and Tony Dungy was about to win a Super Bowl.
That's where we're talking about. And his old ass still goes out there and still puts up 10 a night, every single night.
Well, yeah, 1,293 nights to be exact.
So you can, people can hate on LeBron all they want, and you can do the, you know, Michael or whatever sort of shade you want to throw at him, or the hairline or the douchey stuff off the court. Dude, you get, he is, from a longevity standpoint, there is no one that is close to him. If you want to say that Michael's peak was better than LeBron's, sure, I tend to agree that. But if we're talking about the totality of his career, dude, there's no one. Not Kareem, not Michael, not Bill, nobody that sniffs. I mean, you get into your late 30s for Larry Bird and Michael. Dude, you were old, fat, with a bad back, and you know, you were just kind of there. Dude, LeBron's out there at 40 years old still being one of the better players in the league. That's just silly.
He's now only 50 games behind Robert Parrish for the most games played in NBA history.
So he'll get that.
And he's also only 496 assists behind Jason Kidd for third all-time.
So he will be the all-time leading scorer by a large amount, and he will be the third all-time assist leader?
Well, if he gets 490, I mean, that's a lot of assists.
That's a lot of assists, but yeah, that's true.
But I mean, he's top four.
Yeah.
Man, that 10 points or over 10 points, that's almost a Cal Ripken-style streak. I mean,
it's insane.
That is a long time, man.
Last night he had 11, 12, and 3 in
it's insane.
30 minutes.
Well, it's like, think about just any night from 2007 to now. Any night graduating high school. Where he's just like, you know, maybe he's sick. Yeah. Or maybe he doesn't, you know, he's, you know, or he gets hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, what if... Like, that's amazing right there. Yeah. He never left a game early enough.
Under 10 points.
Under 10 points. Yeah. Ever. Well, since 2007.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone just... So what you're saying is, in order to fix the NBA problem, let's all be like LeBron James. Just go...
No, I think it's let's take what LeBron James is taking.
Oh, yeah, that too. Well, those rumors,
allegedly.
Those rumors are out there. Allegedly.
So the Rockets are making some headlines these days, JC Babes.
The Rockets?
They play in Houston. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know that. They play in Houston, and their star player is Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Who's still pretty good.
Still pretty good. And by the way, they're kicking the crap out of the Cavaliers right now by 20.
Do you know that they have the most efficient offense in NBA history so far?
Did not know that.
In NBA history. History.
It is only 12 games, but...
History.
Okay.
Warriors, Curry, give me another offense. Lakers, Showtime.
Yeah. Celtics, you know. I mean, all that.
All of it.
Spurs and Pop and...
All of it.
I'm guessing that Spurs team with Duncan and Kawhi, and I'm guessing those were probably pretty efficient teams.
Yeah. And the other thing about them that's amazing, and again, it's like you said, it's early, but they hate three-pointers.
Well, Kevin Durant does have the best mid-range game, maybe of all time.
So when they rolled out their starting five,
their threes here,
the opening. Well, they don't take a lot of threes.
No, I'm looking at. Yeah, they really don't.
And you would think that to be the most efficient offense in NBA history in today's game, that would mean three-pointer after three-pointer,
jacking threes.
But it is not. So when they started the season, they rolled out their starting five. It was the fourth tallest starting five in NBA history. Mm. So they're huge.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing, and particularly it's spearheaded by Steven Adams, they're just simply getting more possessions due to offensive rebounds.
I have not heard anything kind of, this is the first I've heard of this. So they're just basically saying, we're not going to fall into the trap of the NBA, which is everyone now just jacks up threes.
Portland is number two in the NBA in offensive rebounding percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? There's a stat for you.
That is a fun little stat.
Take that to Jerry's. When you guys sit
take that for data.
Sit around and bloviate over the Zers. 31.4% offensive rebounding percentage. You know what Houston's is?
What?
38.6.
That's a bit of a gap.
That's between one and two.
Yikes. So what you're saying is the Houston Rockets, quite good. Well, I mean, that was the thing. The Rockets were the two seed last year, and it was kind of viewed as they were an easy out. They couldn't get an easy bucket. And then they went out and traded and got Kevin Durant, who is the definition of an easy bucket, and now are looking like a legitimate contender.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if they, again, too early, but if we get into April and May and the Rockets are making waves like this, you know what's coming next. Copycats, man.
Well, I mean, Oklahoma City is not necessarily I mean, their best player is, like, SGA doesn't shoot a bunch of threes. I mean, he's a mid-range guy, too. So is it possible that we're starting to see the pushback a little bit on the, you know, it's either a dunk or a three-pointer.
But if you don't shoot the threes, you better have something else.
Yes.
And the Rockets have something else,
yeah.
And that is immense length. And they are absolutely dominating on the offensive glass. So they're just getting more possessions than everyone else. It's really, it's kind of, you know, you always think about the ebbs and flows of of sports.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the first sign of things going back the other way.
Yeah. Well, I was just interested in this. I looked at, you know, obviously three-pointers, you know, the least, you know, teams that don't shoot. So the Rockets obviously are number one. You know, number four is the Nuggets. And there too are also an NBA champion. I think Houston is third in the West and Denver is second. I just thought that was interesting. Now there's some bad teams mixed in there too, like the Rockets and whatnot. But, you know, there's Denver and Houston. Let's see where Oklahoma City is. Yeah, they're kind of middle of the pack. But everything is cyclical. So
exactly.
Yeah. Stuff will come back around.
So maybe the Rockets are going to start a whole new trend.
It does help to be
closer to the basket.
Well, I mean,
rebound.
To some extent, isn't that what Portland is trying to do, is to become a long, lengthy team that gets out and runs? And again, offensive rebounds.
Well, they are number two in offensive.
They are number two in offensive rebounds. And kind of that, just that long, lanky, pesky team. They just don't. One of the reasons they don't shoot threes is they don't have anyone that can actually shoot. It would be nice occasionally if you did have people that were to knock them down.
Why do you think they don't have anyone that can actually shoot?
I don't know. Well,
isn't that a problem?
Well, and Tumani hasn't been very good shooting the three ball this year. Shane Sharp's off to a rough start. So, yeah. We knew that the offense was going to be a problem, and now you've thrown in injuries and style of play, and it's kind of...
Yeah, now they're banged up.
It's kind of come crashing down.
All right. It was only a matter of time. Next on The Fan.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, it was only a matter of time. You've been asking for it for years. It's here. Thanks to Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, what do we get?
What?
Phone, Bitcoin, stakes.
Also, venture capitalist Peter Thiel. I'm sure you know him.
Well, I'm familiar with Peter Thiel.
They are some of the investors in something called the Enhanced Games. Faster, higher, stronger, and full of drugs.
Oh, this isn't a real thing, is it?
This is real.
Oh, because I heard this. This was being kicked around like a year ago, and this is actually coming to fruition?
The billionaire quest to hack sports. A new sporting competition is enticing athletes to openly use performance-enhancing drugs and break records with million-dollar paychecks. Is it a grotesque spectacle or pushing the boundaries of human achievement?
I'd watch. I mean, I don't really care who wins, but if you told me that you're going to get some mutant that's like 260 but runs 4.3, I'll watch it. SNL did that sketch back in the day where Phil Hartman like rips his arms off, the Russian weightlifter at the All Drugs Olympics. Let's go.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has called it dangerous and irresponsible. Seb Coe, the president of World Athletics, dismissed any participants as moronic, but organizers argue that they are simply more transparent than the regular Olympics. And finally paying athletes what they deserve.
I mean, why not test the limits of the human physique? What we can do with what we've got.
Death.
Let's see it. What? Hey, if death, you want to sign up for it.
Death, dismemberment.
I can eat myself to death in this country, can I not?
Hell yeah, man.
I can drink myself to death, right? Why should I not be able to inject myself with steroids to death?
Well, you can inject yourself with steroids to death. That, and I will say that most of the drugs that these people are taking are illegal. I mean, everyone takes him, but it is a little weird that you're encouraging someone to, that's like having the meth Olympics. You can get your hands on it, but it is illegal.
Is well, it listen. Though?
Yes, it is. I'm not sure if you're familiar with steroids, Schultzy, but those are controlled substances.
But the meth comparison, I
no, they're both literally controlled substances.
Yeah,
and I do know this.
And if you get caught dealing steroids, it's a lot like getting caught dealing meth. You're a drug dealer.
Well, listen. It's interesting. There's a big write up in the Wall Street Journal about this, and a couple of the athletes. One, they're saying, "Hey, listen, dude. I have these are Olympians. Sure. Okay." And they are talking about how I used to compete against these other people that I knew were on things that I wasn't on.
Yeah.
And so we didn't make a lot of money. We have not made a lot of money. Yeah. Okay. So I'm in these competitions and I train my whole life for these competitions. I see someone clearly has an advantage over me.
Let's go.
But for some reason, they're in the competition. It sucks. Yeah. And they're probably winning prize money that I could have had a cut of, you know? Well, they could have. I mean, if everything's level,
sure,
right?
But you weren't you weren't willing to do the roids then, but you're willing to do the roids now.
Well, yeah, they're paying him $1 million, dude.
I love this.
Exactly. So
mental gymnastics that are going on here are phenomenal.
Well, the athletes, though, but I'm guessing that is frustrating or has been frustrating because it's not. I mean, listen, there is always a kernel of truth in these things.
Yeah.
And one of the bits of truth here is that the Olympics are not on the up and up.
No.
Okay? And they never have been.
No, nor is the Tour de France or any of that stuff.
So why don't we just, they're just saying, hey, why don't we just admit that and let's let them do whatever the hell they want and we'll film it and make a bunch of money off of it.
Let's go.
Some of the athletes that are signing up for it are like, yes, thank you.
There is a bunch of people that go to my jiu-jitsu gym, they compete in tournaments. And some of them do local stuff and other people do more nationals. And like the Olympics of jiu-jitsu is the ADC, the ADCCs. Those are like the top eight in the world that go there. And there's no drug testing, by the way, at like these big tournaments. So the people that walk onto the mats at these things, do yourself a favor. Look at Gordon Ryan. Who is, you seriously, Google this. Google Gordon Ryan, who is the greatest practitioner of this of all time. He's the greatest jiu-jitsu guy of all time. Google Gordon Ryan on steroids, Gordon Ryan off steroids, because he is the only guy that talks about it. And you will see the difference. And by the way, he is obviously one of the best in the world, regardless of what he's on. But if you look at
Jesus,
right?
That's the same guy.
That's the same guy.
No way.
100%. That's like 8 months apart. I S you not. Yes. So he has a lot of health problems, and I don't know what they're from. So sometimes he has to go off of the roids and he takes photos like that and then he feels better and he goes back on him and he goes out to compete and he looks like the other photo. So I
wow.
there's a gal that she has since moved on to a different gym, but she used to train with me and she's amazing. She's one of the best in the world. And she qualified for this tournament. She qualified for the big, like the Olympics of jiu-jitsu. She is natural. And when we look at it, because we looked at the women that she was competing against, I was like, I started laughing. I was like, that's your competition? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you might want to think about maybe getting some needles. And this is something that people have to, when you get to a certain.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, when you get to a certain level.
I thought you were laughing at that.
Well, but.
That's what these athletes are saying.
So you do reach a point in this sport that if you want to win, because there's no testing, you really have to, you really either have to commit to it and be Gordon Ryan or not. So there are sports that are kind of like, bodybuilding's like this. There's no drug testing in bodybuilding. And all those guys, I mean, if you don't want to do it, strongman competitions. You know, so we do kind of look at the world's strongest man. I hate to tell you this. Every one of those guys has more experimental drugs flowing through their veins. So while this is kind of a fun thing, it already exists. It just exists in different pockets.
So I'll read you one last little excerpt from this. The lawyer and entrepreneur behind it is Dr. Aaron D'Souza, who isn't a medical doctor, but rather holds a degree from Oxford.
Why not?
And a PhD in philosophy from University of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Though he has spent much of his career in tech, it was his involvement in a high-stakes legal battle that first earned him attention in the U.S. He takes credit for devising the strategy behind Thiel's litigation that ultimately bankrupted Gawker Media.
Mm. That's fun.
In 2023, D'Souza decided that the action was in sports, so he founded the Enhanced Games to correct what he viewed as rampant hypocrisy that left athletes not only underpaid but also limited in their potential by constantly shifting and arbitrary rules. Mm. So they are hoping to do these in Vegas next year.
Do we? And we know what sports?
Yeah, it doesn't say, but swimmers. Swimmers are in here.
I will be interested to see, like, if they do this, right? And you're not going to get any Tom, Dick, and Harry or Jane. But if you gave me a borderline Olympic swimmer, someone that was maybe an alternate on the Olympic team or didn't quite make it, and here we are a couple years later and we roid that person up, are they breaking world records or are they just now...
I don't know.
Are they just now... I tend to think that these numbers aren't going to be what you think they are.
Well, right. Isn't it just a combination of...
Yes. If you take Barry Bonds and you give him roids, you get the greatest athlete of all time.
Right. But Ivan Rodriguez... Well, that's a bad example. He was pretty good.
Well, Ryan Franklin.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, so I just think, no offense, but we've already seen what the greatest runner on earth with steroids in his body looks like. It's Usain Bolt or Ben Johnson. We've already seen what the strongest human being on roids looks like. His name's Brian Shaw. He's the world's strongest man. Like, we already know what that is. So while this is kind of a freak show, interesting thing, I'll bet you that world records are not getting shattered here. I'll bet you they're good numbers. I'll bet you they're Olympic numbers, but the best to ever do it? No. No one's breaking Lance Armstrong's Tour de France record because he was already doing this and he was already Lance Armstrong.
Says here, swimmers and sprinters have already signed up, but it doesn't have a list of events yet.
I've got the list here.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, swimming, 50 and 100 meter freestyle, 50 and 100 meter butterfly. Those are the only swimming events. Track and field contains 100 meter sprint and then 100 10 meter hurdles. And then you've got the snatch, clean, and jerk in weightlifting. So it's a very kind of pared down set of events here.
Yeah. All right. So, well,
I want you to do me one more favor.
Look for it.
Do me a favor and Google, both of you, Google Gabby Garcia. So the gal at my gym that qualified for the ADCCs, this was supposed to be the woman that she was going to fight.
Jeez. God, she's enormous. How tall is she?
That is who she was scheduled to go against.
She's 7 feet.
Holy God.
Is she 8 feet? She's a giant.
Suke, her shoulders are bigger than your head.
That's Andre the Giant.
She is bigger than me. She's my size.
6'2", more than 200 pounds. Every bit of that has to be muscle. My
Damn,
God.
Damn, girl. Yeah. You something else.
That's who, and so that's like, we're like, well, you might.
Girl, you something else.
And if you're a natural practitioner and you get to the highest level, that's who you get to see waiting on the other side.
Oh, go look at the flex picture from a weigh-in of her. Dude, she is intimidating. Like I know she's already intimidating, but.
I'd kick her ass.
Oh, yeah, Rob.
And
yeah.
Some poor woman has to go out there and be like, okay.
Are you ready to grapple?
Are you ready to grapple? Ready to grapple?
I'm fine.
All right, the club is next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.